Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Combs steals second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Hudlin covering. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Rice scores. Dickey scores. Chapman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to home. Myatt drops the ball. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth is walked intentionally. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a line drive towards short. Goldman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Gehrig moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dickey is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Yankees. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hudlin. Larry moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to third. Porter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson scores. Porter scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 5-2, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Averill moves to third. It's 5-3, Yankees. George Pipker is now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Averill scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. Bib Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pipgras, and towards Lazary, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lazary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Gardner pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing second base. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chapman. Myatt moves to third. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Montague moves to third. It's Yankees, 5, Indians, 5. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague scores. Seeds moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.